check on you. Amen. So let's do that. Okay. But look, we're going to talk about something that we all need. Every last one of us need this. We need it more today than we did yesterday. We need it more today than we needed it yesterday. We need it more than a couple of weeks ago. We need it more than just this morning in the service. You know, a DC tickled me. DC said, "Dad, I'm sorry I messed up that last song, Home." I said, "You messed it up?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I couldn't hardly keep from crying." And I said, "DC, we don't care if you cry. Go ahead." He said, "It was just touching me so much." And, you know, he said, "I don't know why." Well, I didn't tell him what I thought, but I won't tell y'all either because I need to tell him first, but DC's been there. He's been there. Okay? And so today, this morning, it was something special going on inside of him. And so I told him, I said, "I'd rather see you mess up, cry and mess up singing that song than to sing it with no feeling." It's like that guy that was that theatrical guy was quoting Psalm 23, and he was so used to people weeping when he performed, and he did Psalm 23 in this church, and nothing happened, and this old man got up, couldn't hardly talk. He was rough voice. He gets up and he says it, and everybody boo-hoos. He looks over at his manager and said, "Why? What in the world?" He says, "I've got this polished, rehearsed Elizabethan voice that booms, and nobody even acted like they heard it." And he gets up, and you can barely understand him, and people are crying. And so the difference is, you were talking about the shepherd. He knows the shepherd. Yeah. And so it's cool when you've been through something, and then you let God go ahead and do something to bring you back in. Amen. God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. Here's what we're going to talk about. Get your Bibles out to Galatians chapter 5. I don't know how many of these rascals we're going to do. This might be the only one. I don't know. I just felt it so strong tonight. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Not going to talk about all of them. I'm just going to talk about one. The first part is actually going to talk about the stuff we see all around us. This first couple of verses, we see it all around us every day. We see it on our workplace. We hear it at our workplace. We see it turn on the television. We see it when we watch the news. We see it when we're just trying to communicate with people. Even on some of the web pages, you're actually looking up Christian web pages, looking up the Bible. And while you're looking up the Bible, over on the side is advertisements for some of the creepiest mess. And you go, "Wait a minute, I'm looking up the Bible." But beside it, the Bible has got nothing to do. So it's all over. It's being blown in our face, okay? So y'all can stay seated. "Now the works of the flesh," and this is what we see all around us every day, "works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like." That's the first 10 minutes of a newscast. Amen. "I have told you in time past that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit," not fruits, "the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified their flesh with the affections and lust. If we do live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another." Now, remember, he said the fruit of the Spirit. The proof that the one that is greater than any of us, the proof that Jesus Christ, let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord, and I thank you for what's about to happen. God, you're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. Everything we do and say is in your hands. Father, we thank you for it right now. Lord, help us be pleasing in your sight by our actions, be pleasing in our sight by our words, be pleasing in the sight by our attitudes. Father, help us be good stewards of what you give us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. Now, you know, there's some characteristics that every last one of us should have flowing in our lives. Not just one of us, every one of us. And we don't just pick and choose which one we want. We are to have all these this fruit and these nine manifestations of the fruit. Nine manifestations of the fruit should be abundantly flowing in our lives. It's the proof that Jesus is there and that He's taken up a residence in our life, and it makes us extremely attractive to the world that is ravaged by Satan. They see these fruit and they want them. They may not want necessarily to begin with what to have anything to do with you, but they're watching you, and you notice that you judge a tree by the fruit it bears. Well, this is what's going on. They see the fruit of the Spirit in our life, and they know there's something different. We act and react. We don't act or react. We act in a different way. And remember, there's a big difference between fruit and works, the works of the flesh. Well, here it is. Works are ego-driven. They please the flesh. Not necessarily please yourself, but they're ego-driven. They please flesh. They drain your inner strength, and they produce problems. But the fruit is Spirit-driven. It pleases God. It flows from within, and it produces peace. Somebody say amen. Tonight we're going to talk about one, just one, and it's the one we really need in this last day and time. It's really awesome. This manifestation, although you need all of them in your life, and we can talk about all of them, I just feel zeroed in on this one today. And that one today is joy. Joy. God wants you to be full of joy. It's one thing to be happy. It's another thing to have joy. Let me just tell you the difference. Happiness is external. It's based on chance. It's based on circumstance. And it's easily shaken. I've seen some people that they can be just as happy. You know, my little granddaughter, the other day I was in Washington, and one of my granddaughters, she was in the shopping cart, and her mama said, can you, my granddaughter and grandson, she said, can you watch them? I just come to give her a book, and I was going to get some eggs, and I was going to leave, and she said, can you watch them while I try on some clothes? I said, well, how about let me just take them down and do my shopping? So I carried them down and do my shopping, and my grandson wanted to get out of the cart, which was really good because he was heavy, and that Walmart carts are terrible. So it was good to have him out. My little granddaughter says, can I get in there, Paw? I said, yes, you can. So I'm putting her in there, and she's riding around like she owns the place. My daughter comes up and says, we don't let her do that. I said, well, now you tell me. Said, because she'll jump out. Said, we want to keep her right in here where we can keep her strapped in. I said, well, why don't you give me these little knickknacks, you know, tidbits, info before I take them off all over the store. So she's riding around having a good time. And so I was getting ready. I pulled two quarters out because they were in the checkout line. I pulled two quarters out, getting ready to give both of them a quarter. As I pull out the two quarters, before she sees it, her mama picks her up because her mama's going to keep shopping. Her mama picks her up and puts her back in the regular part of the cart where her legs are locked in. And she starts to bawl. I mean, she's having a fit. And I walk up to her and I just went like that. And as soon as she saw that quarter, she was like this. Ooh. And as soon as she saw that quarter, she went, look, mama, Papa gave me quarter or whatever money. And so I thought about that thing. As a lot of times we find ourselves, happiness is just like that. You go from one to the other so fast because it's based on the outside happenings. It's easily shaken. But joy is internal. It is based on choice, and it's based on Christ. Amen? It's based on choice. Now, I can be joyful no matter how. I don't have to be happy to be joyful. There's been times I've been joyful and I have not been happy. I can tell you I weren't happy, but I had joy. And joy is based on a relationship with Christ, and it is unshakable. God wants us to have that unshakable joy within us. Now, here's some words in the Bible that God uses for joy. And if you're writing down, taking notes, I want you to write these down. This is some of the words. I'm not giving you the Hebrew and the Greek. I'm giving you some meanings. These are the top four meanings of joy. You'll like this. Number one is bright and shining. Bright and shining. Don't you want to be bright and shining for God? Amen. I want people to see me and say, you know what? When I get around that person, I feel good. Have you ever had anybody say that about you? Or have you had somebody tell you, when they get around that person, I really have a hard time? Have you ever been in Walmart? Have you ever been in Walmart and you see the person coming and you hide in the freezer? Because you know when they see you, they're going to drag you down. You know, when you see them, they're going to have nothing but negative to say. And so you try not to get around them. There's some people I really have a hard time with, especially not this church, because we all awesome. Okay? But there's other people in my family, and there's some people, some friends I got, I never ask them how they're doing. Because if I ask them how they're doing, oh, man, oh, man. I'm thinking, here's Pandora's box. I've done opened it up, and the whole world has fallen on them. Amen. And then you say, and then when you say, do you think it can get any worse? They take that as a challenge. Yeah, let me tell you how worse it can get. Bright and shiny. Number two, leaping and jumping. Leaping and jumping. Wow. Joy. Leaping and jumping. Wow. Joy causes you to want to move. Amen. Get around. Amen. No, you can't stand still. Number three, shouting. Shouting. What it says, you're so full of joy on the inside that it outflows or overflows to the outside. Also, one of my favorites is running in circles. Think about the Three Stooges. Run in circles. Also, watch this. Watch this one. Here is my favorite one. A calming reassurance. A peaceful excitement. A calming reassurance. Wow. So that's kind of going to extremes too. One, it's just your emotions are just can go wild with you. You can have a good time. But no matter what, it's a calming, peaceful presence of God within you. Amen. And so when God's with you, I'm telling you what, it's nothing like the joy that God gives you. Zephaniah. If you want to look it up, get out your table of contents and turn to Zephaniah. We have a song that we sing from this verse, Zephaniah. Chapter 3, verse 17, it says, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over you with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. The joy, the Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a savior, one who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy, he will rest in silent satisfaction. Remember what I said, that keeps you from being shaken? And in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of your past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing. Wow. That's God. That's Old Testament. God's talking grace in the Old Testament. Isn't that awesome? God is so, so full of joy over you. It's an amazing, amazing thing to think about just how much God rejoices over you. Now, the word for grace in the New Testament is charis, where we get the word charismatic. Charis is grace. If you want to take that word and really chase it down, chara, which is another part of it, is the word for joy. Again, this word means to be quietly assured or calmly assured inside with joy or with excitement for what God is doing for you. You know, I like what Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8 says, verse 10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them from whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy, help me, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Be not grieved, be not depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. It is your stronghold. That word joy also means to be excited, but it also means to join together that which has been separated. So the joy of the Lord, your salvation brings the joy of the Lord to bring back something that has been separated. So I thank God for that. So now I'm just going to go over a few things with you from Romans chapter 5. Get your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 5, and then we're going to be through. I don't want to wear out your joy, wear your patience out, and then your joy is gone. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Somebody keeps moving those books in my Bible. There it is. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That word "with God" literally means peace facing God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. That word tribulation means tight places. How many's been in tight places lately? You know, it's like on my brother, we're out there. We're in a tight spot now, boys. That's what he's talking about. Tribulation. We're in a tight spot now, boys. Okay. So now, tribulation worketh patience. That word works means God just don't just open your head and pour it in. It's a process that you go through. And that word patience means cheerful endurance. God wants us to have cheerful endurance for what he is doing for us. And patience experience, and experience in hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, meaning literally we were spiritually destitute, just like the prodigal this morning, spiritually destitute, yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one will die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received this atonement. Let's just kind of go through this and break it down. Number one I want to say, it comes from chapter or verse 2, 1 and 2. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Number one, joy comes from understanding the truth. Understanding the truth. You've heard me talk about that lady. There was a little old lady. She heard a knocking. She had a second story room, her bedroom. And she was trying to sleep one night, and she heard knocking at that window. And so she got up, she screamed, she ran out, and she called the law to come check somebody trying to break in her bedroom window. And when they got, there was a storm going on. When they got there, they found out the reason there was that noise is because the storm was blowing the limbs. And the limb was hitting the window. Once she realized what it was, it no longer scared her, but it helped rock her to sleep. And so whenever there was a storm, that little knock, 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 gave her assurance and helped her rest. See, when we know the truth, it helps us to have joy. Let's go over here to verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received atonement. Joy comes from having peace with God. Verse 1, same thing. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace through him. Now look at verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Again, joy comes from being accepted. Wow. Wow. I heard about a guy talking. And this guy was talking, said that he years ago had been to a gym where he liked to go play whatever kind of sport he was playing. And he said every week when he went to that gym to work out, he said he'd see a certain guy. And this certain guy actually never said a word to anybody, to nobody. And said, but every time he would come in, this person would look at him and look at him and say, how you doing today, man? You're looking good. And the guy would look at him and kind of shake his head and go on about his business. This happened for several years. Then this guy went to another gym. Well, 20 years later, 20, he happened to come upon this man again. And he said, he looked at this man and he said, "How you doing?" He said, "It's been quite some time since I've seen you. How's it going?" And he told him, he said, "I just want you to know how much of a blessing you were to me." He said, "Back in the day when I first met you, back that 20-something years ago," he said, "you did something to me that nobody else did." He said, "What's that?" He said, "You spoke positive into my life every time I saw you." He said, "Most people wouldn't even speak to me. They thought I was stuck up. They thought I had a grudge against somebody. It's just I was shy and I was scared to say anything." And he said, "I always felt down on myself. And especially because nobody would talk to me, I really felt down on myself." He said, "But you, every time I saw you, would tell me I'm looking good and would say something positive to my life." And he said, "I would go to the gym not to work out. I would go to the gym the night you were there so I could hear somebody speak positive to me." Wow. Wow. Think about the fun that you can have and the joy that you can have if your perspective is right and you walk in places and you look at people and you talk good to them and you just know. You know, I think about when we go into prison, over where I go into D block now. When I go in D block or F block, now these guys already know what I'm going to say. I go in, I start walking in D block where the guys are all locked up for 23 hours a day. I walk in, I hear these guys going, "You're looking good. You're looking good." Whatever kind of shirt I'm wearing, they go, "Anybody tell you you look good in blue?" And I look at them and say, "Well, anybody tell y'all look good in orange? For Halloween, I wore an orange shirt." They said, "Why are you dressed up in orange?" I said, "Well, I wanted to come as a guard, but that'd be illegal, so I came as an inmate." And those guys, honestly, for the most part, there's always one. For the most part, though, those guys, honestly, it's not they thrive on it because they're hearing something positive and something even clever just thrown into their life. So joy comes from being accepted. Number, here's the next one. I can't keep up how many have already gone through now. But 1, 2, 3, number 4, the fourth one. Verse 3-5 says, And not only so, but glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Joy comes when we can see the big picture. Most of the time, I want you to listen carefully, most of the time, we can hardly see beyond our front yard. When we're driving, we can hardly see beyond our windshield, so to speak. There's people out there hurting. There's people out there that all you got to do is walk up and say something nice to them. You know, people in church, we might go to church with people for years and never even talk to them. You know, I told this story years ago. I went to pastor in Benson, and I'd been pastoring there for quite some time, and then somebody told me, they said, there was one woman over this way. This woman was really, really one of those really classy women, you know, and her husband owned a gas company, and she drove around a Lincoln, and she had a bunch of sisters, and they were all kind of classy ladies. I don't mean classy as in stuck up. I mean, they were just classy ladies. On the other side, this lady was like a tomboy. Her husband owned a store, too. She was like a tomboy. And so because she didn't wear makeup, but she did, I honestly did not know they were sisters. They were in their 60s, almost 70. And somebody finally told me that the reason you don't know their sisters is because, if you notice, they don't hang out together. I said, "No." I said, "This one here hangs out with four sisters. This one here is always by herself." And here's what they told me. Said, "Well, she is upset with her and been upset for about 5 years. I said, "Well, what in the world kind of upset can that be?" And I found out that their mother owned this big old farm. Their mother needed some money. And this husband said, "I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you." And she said, "No, I will not accept it that way. I've got to sell you something. I'm going to sell you a piece of land. I want to sell it anyway. I'll sell it to you." So she sells the piece of land to him to get the money she needed for whatever it was. And the sister over here got mad because she wanted that land. I'm not even sure if they even knew she wanted that land. But she got so mad that she wouldn't even speak to her sister. And so once I found out about this thing, I said, Lord, help me to find a way to bring joy into this relationship. Remember, joy means to bind together that which has been separated. That's in Nehemiah 8 and 10. Lord, help me find a way to bring joy in the situation. And honestly, anything that seemed like I tried didn't work. And so I just left it alone and said, God, I can't do a thing with it. You're going to have to do it. Have you ever been there? And so one night, the service just started moving so strong. We were playing music. The service moved real strong. It was a lot of praise going on. Next thing I know, people were dancing. Not only were they dancing, there was some even running the aisles. It was just awesome that night. And I could tell the Holy Ghost was trying to move, so I just backed out of the way. And so if I did anything, I was kind of fanning the fire because I had the bass. I finally put the bass down and said, go ahead, worship God, worship God. And as the Spirit was moving, I saw that sister and that sister look at each other. And I saw them start moving. And they met right in the middle. And when they met in the middle, they put their arms around each other. And they cried and they cried and they cried and they asked for forgiveness from each other. It was awesome. The Holy Ghost did in just a matter of moments. Well, it took 5 years to get them to that point and what I couldn't do to help the situation. You see, joy comes from seeing the big picture. The big picture. I may be going through something now, but it's just a part of, you know, how many's ever got a puzzle? And as you're putting the puzzle together, you get aggravated because somebody before you had the puzzle and they left out some pieces out of the box. And so you're trying to put the puzzle together, you got pieces missing. And you're sitting there and trying to put it together, but you can't because pieces missing. When you finally get all the pieces in there, you find out of this 100-piece puzzle, 200-piece puzzle, there's 2 or 3 pieces missing. You've already worked frantically trying to find, didn't even know they were missing, but finally you find out they're missing. And so you look down and you think, well, I've got an incomplete picture, plus it took me forever to get it put together. Same thing in our lives. If you could see the big picture, all the times you hurt, all the times you were in pain, all the times you were going through something, those moments are awesome moments. You don't think so at the time. When you look back, you see how awesome it was. And there's times you were hurting, and it's just a small, small thing compared to the big picture. And know that God's working something inside of you is so awesome. Amen? Now let's go back to verse 12. I've been skipping all around, but I skipped. All right. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Joy comes from having hope in the future. Paul said if in this life only we had hope, he'd be of most all men most miserable. You know, Sam, my son-in-law, we went and had lunch today. And Dylan is starting to figure all this stuff out. And Dylan says, is Paw your daddy? And he says, well, he's my daddy by marriage. And he says, what does that mean? And so I said, it means Paw's the law. And he said, what? I said, I'm daddy in law. Yeah. And then my little granddaughter said, looked over at And Tamla said, they're my mama. And I said, that's your mama. I said, but Tamla, tell her where your mama is. And so she pointed over, and Linda said, there's my mama. And little Elizabeth said, oh. Said, yeah, that's my mama. And so we had all this going on back and forth. And it was really kind of just some cheerful stuff to listen to. And then Dylan dropped the hammer. Dylan looked over at his daddy and said, but your mama and daddy are dead. Now, Sam has lost his mama, his daddy, and a brother. And so he lost his brother, who was just a little bit older than him, just a couple years ago, through a stroke. He was in his 30s. He lost his daddy, tragically, who fell off the boat and wound up getting hung up in the net, and he drowned. And then his mother, of course, she went outside one day with his retarded brother, who was totally incapacitated. Or whatever you say. Incapacitated, thank you. No, he's not decapitated. He's still got a hit. But and she had a stroke and fell in the ditch and laid there from that night to the next morning when the paper lady came by. And that son that was so retarded that he's, what's the word? Thank you. He was laying in the road crying. And so the lady went to see him, found his mother, and she went through some terrible stuff before she died. So it's not just that he lost mom and dad and his brother, but everything was terrible the way they all died. And so I looked over, and I heard Dylan say, look at his dad, and says, your mom and daddy's dead, aren't they? And I was just waiting to see what Sam would say. And then Gammy to the rescue. Gammy says, they're still alive. But they're alive with God. They're still walking and talking with God. It's going to be okay. And I looked over at her and I said, wow, that's awesome. I looked over at him and I want to say, don't ask that question again. But I didn't. The big picture. Hope in the future. If I die tonight, I'll see you again. If you die tonight, I'll see you again. Because we're going to see each other when we get to heaven. Because we have that Jesus working our life. Amen. So remember, here it is. Joy comes from understanding the truth. It comes from having peace with God. It comes from being accepted. It comes from seeing the big picture. And joy comes from having hope in the future. I know. My mom, I'm going to see her again. I know all these people that died before me, I'm going to see them again. I'm totally 100% sold on that. Big picture. God's in control. Let God's joy take over. Joy. 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 Joy unspeakable. Meaning I can't even describe it. And full of glory. Meaning God's got his hands all in. Wow. God is awesome. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you, Lord, for all that you say and all that you do for us, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, that you've brought us joy. Joy can't be rocked by circumstances. Joy has peace in you. I thank you, Lord. Although life can shake us, it cannot break us. I thank you, Lord. 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 I thank you for joy. Ask you right now, Lord, to help us, God, to look to you right now, to know, to understand, we are your children, and we have joy. Lord, help us, Lord, this week to come back and understand and see and be excited about this joy that you've given us. You're an awesome God. You're more than able to do it, and we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 And now starting, today was the start. It was a crossover from stewardship to new song. Next week, because it is Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about somebody needed a new song. And y'all can look him up. Onesimus. Onesimus.